Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, your host for Consider This Northumberland. In the face of everything that's going on, it's nice to hear different stories about our community. So I'm doing a special series of stories called Take a Moment to Consider This. These are shorter versions of interviews that I do, but with a distinctive format. But just like my regular show, these will be stories that matter from the front lines of people who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So I'm asking you to take a few moments away from your busy day to consider this. In the face of social distancing and self-isolation, it's good to know that citizen activism is not dead. In fact, it is alive and well in Alnwick-Haldimand Township. This is a story about how a community got together to stop council from making a decision that would profoundly impact them. So let's get started. Social media is not always a great place to be. It can be a place of disinformation, gossip, and rumors. Yet it can also be a powerful tool to engage citizens in political causes. We saw this in the Middle East during the Arab Spring in 2010. It can bring people together in amazing ways. Late last week, a post on Facebook got the attention of people living in the Grafton area. There is a Facebook group called Grafton, Ontario Residents. The post said it seemed like the Alnwick-Haldimand Township Council was about to suspend the making of ice at its arena. Now, the Haldimand Memorial Arena, located on the north side of Old Highway 2 in the hamlet, has been around for about 70 years, and it's showing its age. The council has poured money into it each year. Plus, there are a number of council reports dating back a decade saying it is in bad shape. So everybody that follows local politics knew that this was an issue. The surprise was council was going to stop making ice starting this fall. That fact seemed to come out of the blue. For many kids and parents, this was a huge shock. When someone realized that this was going on the council agenda, they posted it to the Facebook group. Suddenly, there were more posts and word started to spread. That's when Wilf Venema and his son Mark joined the online conversation. Mark has a long and deeply personal relationship to the arena, like so many people.
Basically, I was born and raised here. I started playing hockey at that arena when I was, 3 or 4 years old, and I played there all of my youth until I eventually played some more competitive hockey elsewhere. But then as I got older, I went back and played hockey there, and it really is a big, big part of my childhood. And now a lot of my friends that have kids, they're now coaching hockey in Grafton, so now I'm going back to that same arena and seeing all those old pictures of me and my buddies and my siblings and their friends. And now it's kind of like the circle of life has kind of come around, and now my buddies are coaching their kids in Grafton, so it's just a really, really important piece of our community.
Mark posted some suggestions. The word went out. It expanded beyond the online world. Phone calls were made, and a mini political movement against the council's plans ignited. While the brainstorming and suggestions flew around furiously, a petition was launched. As Mark described it, people were getting ready to grab pitchforks. Some were suggesting a protest march of sorts, where people would stay in their cars but line up near town hall to let the politicians know how many people were unhappy. Mark took a formal approach. He called each of the politicians, and by the end of the calls, council was prepared to reconsider. They called a special meeting on the weekend, and they decided to remove the item from the agenda until after the COVID-19 crisis. That way, people could gather in the council chambers to have their say. For Wilf Venema, the power of social media to bring a community together was a new experience.
Yeah, mine is a little bit different. Mark is 30, I'm 60, so I didn't grow up in that particular. I do use social media somewhat, but I'm not nearly as well versed in it as my kids are. And I was blown away by what the power of social media could do, because what those posts did, and it wasn't just Mark and I, there were many, many others involved there, but what those posts did, but it's what generated the phone calls and emails and whatnot, and those posts are what changed, the power of social media is what changed the town council's mind to delay that meeting.
Both Mark and Wilf will tell you they are not the champions of this story. Without all those postings, making suggestions, rallying people, making phone calls, the story would have ended differently. They acknowledge it was truly a community effort that paid off even in the face of such challenging conditions, and it showed that citizens can still make an impact when they pull together. Well, That's another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. Please listen to my regular Current Affairs show on Fridays at noon. If you have any ideas or suggestions for this show, please email me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this.